Zeichen des Schoß Avi Mori, Jakob Yisro Pilcha, Zeichen des Schoß Daniel Shein, was Yisro Chala. Okay. Okay, today, should we start a meeting? Oh, yeah, right, I'm sorry. Zeichen des Schoß Avi Mori, Jakob Yisro Pilcha, Zeichen des Schoß Daniel Shein, was Yisro Chala, Zeichen des Schoß Shlomo Zalman Ben Eliyahu. Okay, so we're going to start Pasuk Chol today. So even though usually we have a big break, we have Niggun, we'll have Niggun today. Maybe even have a Niggun. Okay. And then Monday's Mechina, and we have to discuss what should be the plan. We need a plan to finish up, to start and then finish. Okay, and Monday should we have Shir? Should we give the Mechid at 9, have Shir at 10? Should we not? Should we, I want to hear. We have to work together. Yeah, to make things work. Okay. Hashem Yisbarach today, Hilchos Basa B'Cholov. You know, my shita is to do Taruvas first. As Rabbi Willig, he yelled that way in the early 80s as well. And my biggest far and as far I follow is that Taruva, and I think Rabbi Josh Hoffman pointed this out, maybe from Iran, but I think Rabbi Willig holds this way, I hold this way, is Taruvas gives you the Yisodos, Bittul, this. Rosh Hashanah is one type of Taruvas. So first you have to understand the Klal. And then you can just do the Prat of Pasar Kachal. So that's why I'm a big believer that you should do taruvas before Bas HaBachol if you really want to have a proper havana. So the Torah tells us, "Shis Kuriyat Moschot Avi Beis Hashem Ochecha Lo Sevashol Gavi Bachalei Vimo." So it says, "Begimel Mekoymas Nichta B'Torah." And three times in the Torah, it has the Isser Lo Sevashol Gavi, Echad Isser Achila, Echad Isser Hanav, Echad Isser Bishol. And if you want to see the Pesukim, here's a Mishpatim is one in Kisisa. Page 3 is the second one, and in Re'e is page 5 is the third one. So, if I would ask you, there are 613 mitzvahs, which for me is a pella. What's a pella? The pella is, I want to give you a share of this, whether was that really meant to be taken literally? Maybe 613. That, but somebody was shown him, obviously, I'd like to know how much time they spent working out what are the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam, the Ramban, Sefer HaChinuch, you know, they really took it literally because they're really more than 613. So you have to, it's like a you know, amazed to figure it out. What to count, what not to count. I would have just said, and I think I saw maybe in Rechein, maybe across from the Gra or some others, that they said, stop, stop, you know, don't spend time on it. You know, that's what I would have, that would have been on my attitude. You know, 613 just means, I don't know, means it's just a lot, I don't know. Is it really... But the passed it out that way. Okay, so who am I to,
The Milas Satira, is the brother of the Gra. He says the whole thing on. He says that.
Yeah.
From the Gra, between the guy in that, like the whole thing is really Labdavka. He says
right, exactly. Yeah, he quotes that. I think the Imre Chaim from Lakewood. Right, so that's my, the whole thing is right. He's, Rabbi Avadi here is quoting from the Sefer Malas HaTorah. That's the Vilna Gaon's brother. That's a great Sefer, Malas HaTorah. Maybe one year they'll give it out for graduation. Because it's like this year they gave it out to Beis HaLevi. They saw the three guys were graduating at college. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, yeah. But Bekitzer. So that's what, yeah. So that would have been my preference. But the Rishonim, you know, Sefer HaChinuch and the Smag, you know, they said 613. So if I'd ask you, if you have to count Bas HaBacholov, how many of the 613 should Bas HaBacholov take up? So what would you say?
Three.
Three. That's what you would say. Three. What's another possibility?
One.
One. I'd say either one or three. Either one because they're all one, you know, Indian or Bas HaBacholov. I could see that. Or you could say what? Three. Because there are
three, sir.
But what's interesting is the Rishonim counted as two. They don't say one. They don't say three. Two. Usually, but you know, Rav Zelig Epstein Zatzal is the Rosh Hashiva Shar Torah in Queens. He used to give a shiur at Sundays to Balabatim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Rizbach is his grandson. Right, exactly. Oh, okay. Right, so that's where it comes from. So, you know, the Sefer HaMitzvahs is interesting, you know, it's, but the question is so if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, as I told you, the poskim counted. I only have a few. I assume Sefer Chinuch is also counted as two. You have the Sefer Chinuch in front of you in your computer. Achila is Kufyud Gimel. And Bishul is Kufyud Aleph. Yeah. Is what? Bishul Yachol Basim Chol, right? And what else is there? It's Sefer Chinuch.
And the next one,
Kofi Dalit is Gula Sadrishpa Havit Shah. No, of
course,
Kofi Beis. Kofi Beis
is
Mishpa's
Minahoy Zikar Shah.
Oh, so it is.
It might be in a different place, though.
Yeah, it might be.
And also
Tzadi Bays. Yeah, Tzadi Bays as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's two minutes. So if you give a little Tzadi Bays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Rambam, you see, Sefer Chinuch is easy because, you know, you just have to know a little Chumash and then you can find where the mitzvahs are. The Rambam, there's no rhyme or reason. I mean, maybe he had a rhyme or reason. But if you remember where a mitzvah is, you should memorize it. That's what I always tell people. Just memorize it. Because then you're going to have to look through 613 to find where your mitzvah is.
Is there not going off the Seder of Mahag?
I don't know. Check. I don't know. But he has Kuf Pei Vav and Kuf Pei Zayin. These are the... He says Kuf Pei Vav is Harnu Milvashel Basu B'cholov. There's a Bishul. The Kuf Pei Zayin is Hanu Me'echol and Hanah is in that mitzvah also. He says, Efize, Asher Emro Limnos Yisra Chilo V'Hanah Shtei Mitzvahs. Because Yisra Chilo V'Hanah is one mitzvah.
He says, listen to this, Yisod.
Right. So what is the Yisod? So this is the Yisod that he has.
The
Yisod in life. And the Yisod in life is that, okay, Bishul is one mitzvah, okay. But Achila is not a separate mitzvah from Hana. Achila is just one type of Hana. It's the most common Hana of food. What do you do with food? Okay, you could sell food, you could smear food on your body, your face. But the normal thing to do with food is to eat food. The normal thing to do with food is to eat it. Right? So therefore, and he says that's pshat in the Gemara in Pesachim. That's the first Gemara. The first, when I came to MTA, 10th grade, 1978, I was in Rabbi Moshe Yagid Shir Shlita, who's my Rebbe. And then I was his assistant for several years also, and I had Jacob Goldberg was in the shir. And so we learned that year, we started the year with Kol Shah, the second paragraph of Pesach. That's what we learned in 1978. That was the first limud. I remember going getting, so there used to be a farm store across the street called Schaller's. Those were the days that McDonald's existed on the other street. And Challenge was on this street. It's just a little history. Because people have no clue of the history of YS. I don't like to give you the history. Challenge Farm Store. So I used to buy Sfarm. I remember I tell exactly which Sfarm I bought on Pesachim. Stipler, Shmuel. So he says like this. He says, in Israel had no mitzvah for the house. He says, so the word is like this. That the Gemara says in Pesachim, how do you know that you can't have hana from certain things? So it says, "Kol makom shalom or lo yachal or sachal." Right? It's a machlokas chizkiv or avava. So either it has to say lo yachal or any form of achila is also hana. So why is it also hana? The answer is because Because when the Torah is saying achila, it really means not to have hanah. So why did it mention achila? Because achila is the most common form of hanah. So you can't have, orla. So fruit, what do you do with fruit? The most common thing you do with fruit is you eat the fruit. But you can do other things with fruit. You know, but so the Torah always speaks about achila, not to preclude, not to exclude other things, but it's because it's the most common form of hana is achila. But not to say that it's, so that's why achila and hana is the same mitzvah. Because achila is just one example of hana. It's just one example of hana. And that's what he writes over here. So therefore, ki iser hanoah ain roilum nosu mitzvot le'asma. Meshi hi achila inyan echad ki achila min mimine hanoah. The amru b'dover shehu lo yochel omnam dimya midimun yone hanoah. Hakavana shehu lo yenebo lo b'achila v'lo buzul asam. Shehu amru kol machem shenem alo sochlo lo yochel echad isur achila echad isur hanoah b'mash. Okay, so that is the Rambam. It's Kiski of the Raval. Yeah, he holds Rochel. Right. Okay, so Shaila is who we. There's a whole discussion who the Rambam passes like. Yeah, but yeah, so there's a lot to say on that. But that's what the Rambam writes here in the Sefer. That it's three mitzvahs. It's two mitzvahs, because Isra, Achila, Bishul is one mitzvah, and Hana, and Achila is one mitzvah, because Achila is just a form of Hana. So we'll get to that.
But that's true for all mitzvahs.
Yeah, because if you assume that all... Lashon Achila is also Hana, actually Yifaret Chakosov, unless the Torah says that there's an exception here. Yeah, that's this Gemara here on page 10. Amur Chizkin v'nayin chavish v'pesh v'nosho 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 v'nosho. Now, do you get Malkus for Issa Hana or not? Because on one hand, you could say it's included in the Lo Yacha, so you should get Malkus. On the other hand, it's not Beferish in the Pasuk. So this is a Machloikus HaPais.
I mean, it's the other way around. No, it's not included in Achila. Achila is included in Hana.
Right. Achila is included in
Hana, but Hana is not included in Achila.
Right. But it's a type, but it's Achila is a form of Hana.
Achila is a more specific form. It would be like we say by Brachos. Like we say Brachos. Like the Mizonos is a more specific, or Ha'etz is a more specific form of, or Hagafen is more specific form of a bracha. So to hear the achila is a more specific form of hana.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the Sefer Chinuch says, for over a level, achol chizayis min abasa l'chol shu spash hu yachad b'mezid lokev, al nenebo einu lokev. So the Sefer Chinuch sheet is, you don't get Malchus for Hana. Fisha Efshel Hana Bli Maisa. Because you can do Hana without Maisa. Chosha Ein Bo Maisa Ein Lokin Olav. So the Mele, even if you do a Maisa, since this Lav, you can do without a Maisa, so... So you don't... could smell maybe or say something like that. It's a question what that means.
He's assuming that if you, isn't this against the realm of other content?
Yes.
Because he's assuming that if you do love Shiva Maisa and a Maisa take away,
right. And Ram holds by Val Yoroi, as you probably come with Pesa. Yeah, it's a, no, there's a lot. A lot of runoffs. Someone wrote a whole bunch. Yeah.
I mean, if you walk by McDonald's and smell it, that's a problem. Like if you intentionally go and smell it.
That's assuming McDonald's is Basa B'chol.
Okay.
Right, assuming it's Basa B'chol, let's say.
Okay, we'll have to see. Okay. And then if you look at the Rambam here on page 11, Kol Machal Shu Osu B'hana. In Mene V'lo Ochal, who's a Macher, he gives the examples. Sell at page 12. The Reyach example is not the best example from Yehuda. So even I gave it. Here the Rambam gives us better examples. Machar, you sell. Basim Cholav, Nasim La'atum, on Klovim, you have a dog. You know, your grandfather sheet is, and I how you follow the sheet, that from you shouldn't have a dog. And if I would ask your grandfather Shiloh about dogs, he won't answer because he holds you shouldn't have. So he's not going to be Mesiaches to someone who's not doing the right thing. So if he holds that you shouldn't have it, so he's not going to Mesiaches to it. That's because you didn't do a mice. That's another thing. So the Rambam says you don't get. You don't get Malchus.
What's his reason? He can't have the same reason as.
Yes, yeah, so no, he's not the, like to say for chinuch. So nene v'lo achal or nosam la'akum or l'klavim ain't a locus. So the question is why? Why don't you get malchus? So if you look in the Ramban, page 14, he says v'chein ochal basam chalav anenin menu lokim. So the Ramban says you do get malchus. So why is the Rambam saying that? So if you look in the Mishnah Lamelech on page 15, the big Mishnah Lamelech. So in the arrow on the left, he says da dachachakusam dovel the das rabenu hanena bisuri hana inu lokev yatam moshkos v'rava magid. So the Magid Mishnah says o mishum da'no lok siva behedya. Because it doesn't say beferish hana in the Torah, it just says loyachal. Even though loyachal is just a form of hana, but the Maase doesn't use the word loyana. That's one reason.
And so the difference is
yeah. And then he says, but he doesn't like that. He says, so then he's going to give a different reason. So what's the other reason? And then there's another reason given. He says,
"Why
There's the little dumb is running goes. That I think the other reason that's given is what is you only get on Malkus for the thing that's Kedera. So whereas food, the derech of food is to use it for eating. So if you do it using something else, that's like Shalom Kederach Anasa, and you don't get Malkus. And if we look at that Rambam again, that reason is given. Here, you look at the Lecha Mishnah. So, yeah, let's see. Yeah. One second. Yeah, look at the Magen Mishnah here on page 11. Kol Yisun Shem Tari Lokim Lim Derech Hanasan Kol Dov Aroi Lachila Ein Derech Hanasan Ola Derech Achila. So in the Magen Mishnah he has that svara that has to be Derech Achila. Hold on, Roy Bachila, if there had also held there Hakil Kitukuno. These are Israhana, the Hassi Shears, also Matar of Amok, because it's not Kedar Hanos. Now there is a famous Keset Mishnah. Page 9. In other words, if you have a piece of meat, what's the normal thing to do with it? To eat it. So if you do something else with it, that's
selling it as well.
Yeah, because right. Okay. So there's a famous Keset Mishnah. It talks about a couple of homers. Page 9. Amazes Matabe Mamago Maso, Volo. So, right, you can't, it's Matabe if you touch it. You carry it even if you don't touch it, like you turn a bed and you carry the bed. And well that you're in the same ceiling or you're hovering on top of the mace, or the mace is hovering on top of you. So Tumas Masa is Mipia Shmur. Kavachoma had varm even the way she tumas area of Aina Matami Masa. So her mace will call Shekane. In Tumas Masa, the Mace will be so elegant. So, if you're a leash, you're so sucked, we may have a close look at the piece or a bus. The Torah doesn't say Masa, the Farish, by a Mace. Just like it doesn't say you can't marry your daughter, it says you can't marry your granddaughter. But if you can't marry your granddaughter, so Kalvachomer, that you can't marry your daughter. You're a leisure sosk men a cosmic dish of the Misa Abbas. The Visha also befairs a few bas abbas. And then he gives you another example. The Shosak me Isra Achilles Basa Becholov, the Visha also befairs a few bishulo. The Torah says you can't even cook it. So certainly you can't eat it. Rasa b'chalav. Now look at the case of Mishnah, the last four lines. Rasa b'chalav became also bishul of a mechalo sochal kol tovei, etc. So he says it's a kal v'chomer mecha. Rasa b'chalav became also bishul of. Because the whole reason why are you cooking something for? You cook something to eat it, right? You cook something to eat it. So if you're not gonna, so obviously if there's an issue of cooking, because cooking is preparing it to eat it, so there must be an issur to eat it.
That's on asking the rest of the list.
Lakachtov.
The same thing.
Same person.
Is this on the list?
Yeah, if the check.
Is an example?
It might be, but I can't. This is definitely used, but you have to check if he used it. Right, he might. I mean. So he says, if the Torah asked the bishul, so certainly the achila. So the shaila in the poskim is, what's the story if you're cooking not to eat? So you're doing a science experiment. And you need to use basal mechala for the experiment, but you're not going to eat it. Is there this official or not?
Or when you throw in the garbage?
Yeah, okay, maybe.
The case of Mishnah is mashma that it would still be an Isser, I think. No, because he says, Elikadeshala Yavai Lechel. It sounds like, meaning it's like almost like a siog, like we're afraid maybe you'll end up eating it, meaning even where you maybe weren't expecting to.
Yeah.
Only one answer.
Yeah. So if you take a look here,
pour out actual ink, and then you pour your whole cereal into the garbage. So it's going to talk about first, and then it's
going to
cook your garbage.
Okay. So look on page 31. And this is another person. Maybe you never heard of. So if you didn't, I wanted to tell you about this person, Rabbi Joshua Hoffman. He's a very close friend of mine. He's older than me. He was here in the yeshiva. Unfortunately, he was nifter a couple of years ago. We were very close. I knew him for many, many years. He was a Talmud Mufak of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and he was one of a kind. And so it should be a zecher for his neshama that was saying over. It was maspid him at Olaya. Here in yeshiva. You can get a recording. I'm sure it's on the Wayu Torah. You should listen to it. So look at the second paragraph. Dr. David Israel Macht, 1882 to 1961, a lecturer at John Hopkins University in Baltimore, was also a visiting professor of physiology in Yeshiva College during the 1930s, often performed experiments in order to derive information pertaining to Tamei HaMitzvahs, or the purpose behind various mitzvahs. As Rav Aaron Soloveitchik related, Dr. Mach wanted to cook mixtures of meat and milk as part of this enterprise. Rav Aaron said that Dr. Mach, being very religious, was only asking his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that is, Sha'ilot about the experiments he wanted to perform. And so he asked him about this one as well. Rav Moshe, again, this is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik answered that it is permissible because the prohibition of cooking milk and meat together applies only if it's done for the purpose of human consumption. He derived this from the Kal v'chomer brought by the Rambam. If cooking milk and meat together is a blanket prohibition, argued Ramosa, then there does not seem to be a Kal v'chomer. What's the thing? In other words, if it's just an isabishal, because it's isabishal, then, So, you know, if cooking milk and meat is a blanket prohibition on immersion, then there does not seem to be a common comment. Just because cooking such mixtures is forbidden, so why should it be forbidden to eat? However, cooking a mixture is forbidden only if it's done for the purpose of human consumption, then the Kama Choma can be explained very simply. It's forbidden to cook meal in order for someone to eat it, and it's certainly forbidden to actually eat the cooked mixture. And Rav Shachter quotes this story, he quotes Rabbi Joshua Hoffman. Rabbi Shachter in his sefer here. It's in the packet here, where he says this word over.
It's not from the user of the virus system.
Oh. Yeah, so that was the. Let's see the Chester Sefer on page 25. He quotes this whole thing and then he says, Kain Shemati me. Mahari Hoffman, that's Rabbi Josh, Shul Hoffman, Shehichia, Shem Harav, Rabbi Aaron Salvich, Shem Rabbi Shem Rathis. Okay, now, it's not so partial that everyone agrees with this, this divorce, so we'll get to that in the packet as well.
We'll say that Moshe's case is even better than Rabbi Joshua Hoffman's case because in case you're thrown in the garbage, you don't even want it for any structure, at least in Rabbi Hoffman's case.
Much better. It's better.
But they see in other areas come up.
And Shabbos got like that over there.
Now,
specifically, for keeping the assumption, like I want to make dog treats, supposed to follow, so that's okay.
If you want to make what?
I'm cooking the supposed to follow for a dog treat.
Oh, for a dog.
He said human consumption.
Human consumption. For human consumption, right.
So the
dapur,
is
that the classic? Right, that would be, so no, akhila
l'klav. But maybe it was cooked for the purpose of klav.
You wouldn't be able to give it to just officials.
No, the food would be from us to klav.
So it's how you cook meat and milk to give to a dog.
You'd say you could eat it. You can't beat the science experiment.
Right.
You're saying you're not five division.
Now, there are those that disagree.
With, so basically, we're moving salvation because we didn't follow because then we hire Pacha for his original Muslim follow. And yet, what the Torah saw is a half of Muslim. You can have Muslim follow if you create an outer assertion. That's what he's saying.
He's saying that.
Shasa Rafi is a Muslim right now, but there's no
Israel. So the superficial is the shame achila. It wasn't for achila.
So therefore, we're saying that Basar Rechal can come into existence even without it being Basar.
Right. That's a chiddush. We'll see. Let's see how there's a Gemara. Let's see how this Gemara fits in. Kuf Yud Gimel on page 16. Itmar. Hamavashal Chalav Bechelav. So, if you cook milk, chalav, b'chelav, with fat, which is meat. So, the two lines in the bottom. Achila kuli amal pligi de lo lach. So, you don't get malchus on the achila. Why? Because chelav is also anyway. So, it is a chalalis. Di pligi a bishop. So are you chayv? In other words, achila you're not chayv. So the bishul, you are chayv. That's the machlokes. Kipriga bishul mandomer loke chadi surahu. Mandomer ain't a loke. And the other sheet is so that loke is that it's a separate issur. Or maybe not. In other words, is it? So how does the Rambam paskin? So the Rambam says, on page 18. Yeah, page 17, going on to 18. Vashon was a mesa ochelim kayotzi ben mechalov loke al bishuva loke ein al achilas. So when you mevatel cholov, when you vashon cholov bchelim, you get malchus on bishul because bchelim is meat and cholov, right? But you don't get malchus on achil.
That was the last
mission. Right, so that's how the Rambam passed. Yes. So now, how does this Rambam fit with this idea that Bishul is only for Achila, or is it fine?
Totally fine. This Bishul that he did is still for Achila. You're not going to get Malkus on the Achila for some other reason, but Mr. Chala Lesser. That's the practicality of the Siag that the Bishul is going to be high for Achila.
Even though there's, how can you have a Siag for something that's not?
It's still Usher.
No, it's not.
It's not Achila Malkus for outside technical reasons.
Yeah.
Mr. Chala Lesser.
Right. So then,
it's still Usher.
But it's not an Isser Basel Machala. So you could have it. Right. So
why is this supposed
to? Okay, so that's going to be a whole.
Himself says it's not Mr. Moses.
So that it's going to take me an hour to explain that. Yeah, but then I want you to have Havana that included the flaw. Yeah. To just say it in the flaw.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm excited for that, sure.
What?
I'm excited for that.
Yes, I want you to explain. It took me many decades to finally understand. But it is. But go slow. So I don't know. What do you think? Is this, in other words, here's, you have an Isser Bishul, but you don't have an Isser Basel Chalov. So maybe from here you should say that the whole word is problematic. That there's an Isser Bishul Basel Chalov no matter what you do with it. Haraya, you're going to get an Isser. And who says that? Who makes this comment? Let's take a look in the Tzvi Pesach Frank, in the Har Tzvi, on page 29. What's the shayla here? Adas Hashayla in Mabada Chimit. What's Mabada is a lab, a chemistry lab. Shemivim sham mine shokolad. They take chocolate, asas bedika, to test the chocolate. Imeshmem taruva shal basim b'chalav. So they're going to do an experiment on the basim b'chalav, on the chocolate, to see if there's basim b'chalav in the chocolate. Hashela imeshom lasot ze as bedika de bishul, imeshmem ze isser bishul basim b'chalav. So, and he quotes the Tribina. We have it here in the packet, but look here on page 29. Ulam. The Sefer Dovek Meshar. That's the Tribina Rav. He's buried where? The Tribina Rav. Tribina. Teshin. T-C-H-E-V-I-N-E-R. Chavinarov. He was one of the great Gadol. He's buried in Hamarnukos. In the same row. In other words, you have the Belzer Rebbe, the Chavinarov, and Moshe Feinstein, all in that row. And then when Rav Fisher passed away, nine fisher in Eretz Yisrael. So the fisher's brother, they put him in there. They squeezed him in. But just to understand, you know, the caliber, you know, nobody would just put anyone in that row there. The fact that Rav Moshe Feinstein was buried in Eretz Yisrael was also a Kiddush. That's a different story. You know, that wasn't partial. Okay, but that's how Hashkacha has it.
Almost in heaven.
Yeah. So the Tribune Rav says he deals with this type of shayla. Lishan b'shayla is also Heshiv, and he quotes that same word of the Kesem Mishnah. He quotes in Rabbi Tumas Mace, where he asks, "The Mai Mokino Chivas Basu Cholov Ha'ino Shimon Adin." Right, in other words, the Kavachomer that if you're also bishops, Kavachomer, you're also Machila, but Ain't no Shimon Adin. So Mela came to give us a big question, Mr. Masal Khol, like a Hashash to Masal Och. So he says that the Kesem Mishnah says that the whole idea, yes, we see that the whole idea of. So it's not Ein Oshim and Adin, because the whole idea of the bishul is Sheilo Yavol Ochlo. Yeah, and that's right. That was the. Remember the Mashmash Shel Osu Tar Levashel El Kedei Sheilo Yavol Echo. So Mela.
Kizukila is
Yavol Ochlo,
which is Simagim
Malkus for. So therefore he says it's not Ein Oshim and Adin, but here he says it's not Chano Chashashem Yavol Ochlo. Because you're doing the experiment to see if it's muscle cold, so you shouldn't need it. So he writes here, let's see if it's a fake on page 30. The Iker Hayesod Shalom, Alpidivak as a mission, Shabissa muscle cold, Tolly Bizrahila, Mokum Shay Bizrahila, Moshaikh is a bishop. He says, Lo, Medivir Rambam. So he asks from that Rambam that says, the Mashal Chol of Mechelev. Local Bishulu made a call of Chulu, so Makor of Tamarin Chulin, right? The Halacha Pasuk Ram, local Bishulu made a call of Chulu, so there is no Tolu is a Bishop of Israel. So Eli Goldberg says, no. His Bishul is, so he should come to eat it. To eat what? It has to be Basim Chalav, it's not Basim Chalav. So he doesn't like this, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. But Eli Goldberg wants to hold up the flag.
So who says
Yovor? Yovor, we have to learn more to see Yovor. So keep coming. Yeah. So that was his kasha on the. So Frank doesn't like this cooler. He thinks no, because it is a bishul. Even when there's a basul chalav, even though the israchil basul chalav won't be shaykh, so it's a bishul. Now, in israchal issa, there's a whole discussion whether the israchal is just you know gemalchus or is the israchal b'chalav. So if you hold that the israchal, so then. But it's hard to say that you can get malchus on the bishul when you're not even getting malchus for the achila. So, if you say that the issur is chal, it's just no malchus. So then, But it's still a little hard because the mice, once you get Malchus, you don't have on the bishops, you don't have Malchus on the fila, and the bishop is totally on the fila. So think about it, whether you think the shlug up is a. As you have this Kesef Mishnah, I have a Gemara. You know? So the other Goldman say, yeah, I have a Gemara, but there are other Gemaras. Okay. So we did Minyan Alavin, that's number one, and Blokin, we did that. We did do the Kun of Law, Abishal Shalom Manas Lechol. And the Tribina is in the packet as well. Okay, look at Shabina, David Misharim. Here's a big guttle. It's in the packet, the David Misharim, right?
Yeah.
What page? Right. Yeah, page 36. He talks about the chocolate, that they do the chocolate. Test on the chocolate. So he says that the case of Mishnah. And he says that case of Mishnah, Dashin, maybe that's the problem of Dashin and time of the Kra. We do the case of Mishnah, now my time will look like Bishulah, but it's a Bishulah, Bishulachilah. I mean, so he even has the question of that Gemara. Even before it's a piece of fake. Gam Tzarchian from that Gemara. Basically, the saying is that if the whole thing is really contingent upon that, then they really shouldn't have Malchus on Basa Bechala. A bishul, if you're not going to have Malchus on the Achila. The cause can't be more than the effect. The cause, think about it. I'm willing to. Okay, so, but the Kudu of the Flaw really requires its own share. And I even made a supplement. It's a supplement. I managed made a supplement. Because after 30 years, I still didn't fully get it until the supplements came out. The binyan, from based on the same binyan, something, binyan.
Yeah.
In the summer, did I give a share once in his polo?
Yeah.
The
this past year?
Yeah. Right, I said over that.
Yeah.
Because.
Twice in the end, and I still don't know.
Right. And hopefully after this, you'll...
Hopefully.
Okay, so let's... So we have a Bechida on Monday on Tarugus.
Yeah.
What time should we have the Bechida? That's question number one. Should we also have a Basel Mechalov Shia that day? That's question number two.
Shia lunch.
Shia lunch.
The lunch are in place at 12.
Which is 12. So we could do 10, 11, 11, 12, 12. We could do a triple header. I don't know. I know that, you know, it could be a. Because, again, we have to also discuss,
yeah.
You know.
Yes, in terms of moving. So for me, we don't have Shear Tuesday.
Right.
So I have Shear 1 o'clock.
Why don't you have
Tuesday? You don't have.
I have Shear on Monday at 12.
Yeah. 15.
Yes, he's gonna miss the Shear.
Well, he's in Oval, so maybe Shear lunch. Okay.
It's Tuesday, I can do.
So we can have in general till he stops giving Shear in general. We have Monday, Tuesday.
That, yeah, I know.
I think it's on Monday.
You can't come on Tuesdays?
No, I have traditional requirements, but I can listen to this year.
And what about a different time? Is there any different time during Tuesdays?
I can do
Usually, not this week, usually Thursdays. Thursdays during lunch work, right?
But Tuesdays during lunch?
Tuesdays during lunch don't work because I have sheer.
What time?
I've stayed here until 12:30 next year. 1:30.
You say it's until 12, unless we do from 12:30 to.
But then I have no break.
Okay, well, when is the shear ending?
So 2:30.
How long are you guys going to tell?
I'm going to be here until June 23rd.
Then you're there, so.
And where, so.
But what is the shear that you're attending?
Shabbos, is that what I would like?
Have fun.
Oh, how long is that going? Yeah. Until when? I assume until the end of June, so it's making sure. I guess when it's.
Okay, let me ask, see if you find out.
I'll ask, let's see if that's
a okay, so let's. So
a lot
let's,
of people are around Tuesday.
Yeah,
Around every day.
And Yehuda?
I'm around whatever.
Yeah.
I get the Tuesday, I'll have to listen.
Okay, but we want your input.
Yeah. Like so good included as well.
This, Rebbe, this Tuesday I have shear from 12:30 to 2.
Okay. Let's talk about Monday.
This Monday.
I think we should do the Bechina in the regular shear time.
We can do half. We can do 10 to 11,
11 to 12, 12 to 1. Triple header. I think I vote for the triple header.
Triple header.
Let's do the triple header, and then we get a good geschmack of food. What is it? Burgers and grill?
So should we do Tuesdays going forward?
So, yeah, I think we should do Tuesdays going forward. And then when you're
Tuesdays at 1 or whatever.
Yeah, okay. So let's get through Monday.
Monday we have a triple header.
Triple header.
Mets, Yankees, and
what about Friday?
Okay, have a good day. I would give Friday.
Fridays are long.